So we are going to do Restraint Sutta. Monks, I will teach you the restraint and the non-restraint. Listen to it carefully. Monks, how is non-restraint? How bhikkhu is there non-restraint? There are bhikkhus, forms cognizable by the eye, that are desirable, lovely, agreeable, pleasing, sensually, enticing, tantalizing. If a bhikkhu seeks delight in them, welcomes them, and remains wholly to them, he should understand this thus: I am declining away from wholesome states. For this has been called decline by the Blessed One. There are bhikkhus sounds cognizable by the ear, ideas cognizable by the mind, that are desirable, lovely, agreeable, pleasing, sensually enticing, tantalizing. If a bhikkhu seeks delight in them, welcomes them, and remains hold into them, he should understand this thus: I am declining away from wholesome states. For this has been called decline by the Blessed One. Such bhikkhus is the non-restraint. And how bhikkhus is their restraint? There are bhikkhus forms cognizable by the eye, that are desirable, lovely, agreeable, pleasing, sensually enticing, tantalizing. If a bhikkhu does not seek delight in them, does not welcome them, and does not remain wholly into them, he should understand this thus: I am not declining away from wholesome states. For this has been called non-decline by the Blessed One. How bhikkhu is their restraint? There are bhikkhu sounds cognizable by the ear, ideas cognizable by the mind, that are desirable, lovely, agreeable, pleasing, sensually enticing, tantalizing. If a bhikkhu does not seek delight in them, does not welcome them, does not remain whole into them, he should understand this thus: I am not declining away from the wholesome states. For this has been called non-decline by the Blessed One. So to understand this sutta, let us go to these diagrams. First, we will pay our gratitude to the Great Noble Council of Agnita Brahmarala for giving us this Dhamma. So let us go to slide number 2. Here you can see there is this diagram, the physical nutriment, contact as nutriment, feeling, and the mental volition. And then on the right side, we have this, the factory product. They are mind formations. So on the top right side, self-theory clinging. And the stinginess is marked here. So the characteristic of taint of existence, bhavasro lakkhana, aspiration, the good product. And then we have this ties, body tie of ill will, why stinginess for gain. For example, my grandfather, having got this tasted food before, now is no longer tasty, so he get the ill will, body tie of ill will, because he cannot get the same feeling. And then again we have this volitional formations, we cling into the product. So in this case, we seek delight in form. That is this physical nutriment. We seek delight in form. We welcome feeling and we remain holding to the mental eye at the position of this volition, the constructed eye. So let us go to slide number 3. Now here, again we look at the, we seek delight in perception. We welcome mental volition. We remain holding to consciousness. Now here we have written down the characteristic of the taint of views. That is this, its characteristics are the misapprehension and the adherences. So the misapprehension of virtue and duty clinging, by clinging to the result of virtue, we misapprehend. I will have such form, such feeling, etc.
etc. So that we represent by the stick one. And then the adherences, abhinivesa, to mental formations, constructed for feeling. That is, we cling to it. We cling to it. So that is stick two. Let us go to slide number four. Here you can see there is a reflection here from the perception over the stinginess regarding the doctrine, Dhammamaccariya, and that will result in this link too and go to misapprehension. What it means is, let us say that you have moved to a new house, and then in front of your house there is a big house. So you have a housewarming party or something, and then the people are coming to your house and someone is asking, how is that man doing so well in that big house? And then someone in the group knows about him and says, yeah, he's the engineer. You are thinking, okay, let me do engineering so that I can have a good life. So likewise, this perception now reflected on this stinginess regarding doctrine, and then you get the misapprehension. And again, it is now reflected, and then we come to the number four here. So that is death, the death of mind formations. So the end result would be the lamentation, lamented volitional formations. Mind formations have sorrow nature because they are constructed from sad perceptions. If we seek delight in perception, then we will become sorrowful when these mind formations constructed from perception are dying. We seek delight in those feelings again, as those we constructed are already dead. We sorrow because the new feelings also are going to die. We sorrow because they are dead. That is past. We have analyzed it in past, present and future. At this point, is this the best fit? Is questioned by consciousness. It is something like, you know, two groups constructed two bridges for the village. One group says what they constructed is not good one, and they weep. So what is this bridge we are talking about? You see here, in the slide number 3, for example, we are talking about the physical nutriment. We seek delight. Feeling we welcome. Mental volition we remain holding. And then we said, again, the perception, we seek delight and we welcome mental volition, and then we remain holding to consciousness. So it's like a bridge is made. It's like that, you know, when if you ask a carpenter to construct a lengthy wood piece, he would be joining two things. Likewise, in the diagram, you can see that the physical nutriment, feeling, mental volition as a one wood stick. And then again, the perception, mental volition, and then the consciousness is another stick. So they are joined like that cupboard thing. From the perception to misapprehension, feeling to mental volition. So now one is going over this bridge. So the bridge is, you know, the consciousness is constructed using this form, feeling, perception, volition. So that is the bridge. I'm going to consciousness. And then having gone over the bridge, then you look at the component of it, the feeling, you know, volition. And these things are not very well done. Using the aggregates, we constructed this bridge. So that is what is mentioned over here. So one group is saying our one is good, the other group is saying their one is not good. The fitting of those elements. Now you can see there are three things marked over here. The A, the death, and then B, the delusion, C, lamentation. So A, mind formations, we seek delight. in mind formation. B, delusion, we welcome it. And C, lamentation, we remain whole into it. So this is the next slide. So we seek delight in perception means we seek delight in A, the mind formations. So you can see the connection. The perception, we seek delight, and then it is reflected, and then you are seeking delight on this point A. That is mind formations. We welcome mental volition means we welcome the delusion. So this is the point one would be a bit curious how it is. This is coming from Tayodama Sutta 2.1, the self, perception of self. From that one you get 1.3, the delusion. And then you remain whole into consciousness. That means you are remain whole into this lamentation. So this is your first meditation. The slide 4 and 5 forms the first meditation. What you are doing here, you are linking the first three parts over here, perception, volition and consciousness, to this A, B and C. So we seek delight in perception means you seek delighting mind formations. We welcome mental volition means you welcome the delusion. You remain whole into consciousness mean you are remaining whole into this lamentation. So you are crying all the time.
Let us go into slide number 6. One day I was examining why this hate come to arise. So I investigated according to Sammavacha diagram. And you know, Sammavacha diagram, if there is a covetousness, that's abhijja, and ill will, and then wrong view, then hate come to arise when you know that you are sick. So we can examine this one further. The sick means sloth and torpor. So for sloth and torpor to arise, there should be ill will and spinning of two rounds after that one. Ill will come to arise, you have sensual desire and you spin further two rounds. The sensual desire come to arise because of the physical nutriment and you spin two rounds. So now you can see that the question has gone back to the form, questioning the form. So at this particular point I had this concentration. And why we get concentration here? We get concentration when we know the arising phenomena, that the hate was coming because of this form. So in other words, samudaya. So that is the Pali word. Then we can eradicate, if we know arising phenomena, then we can eradicate hate in the following way. If I had faith, that is over here number 5, then there is compassion. So we will not become angry. To have faith, we must have wisdom. That wisdom means the arising and passing away. So what we analyze, how the hate come to arise, then we found the arising phenomena. So since there is a arising phenomena, then we are going to faith. If you do not know the arising phenomena, then we will have lack of faith, 7.1 here, as the wisdom is not there. So before this one, you know, this is coming from Tayodama Sutta. Before this 7.1, we should go to have 8.1. It's called disregard, anadariya in Pali. The regard is between loving kindness and compassion. We have disregard means we don't have compassion. Now again, you can see, again coming from the Tayodama Sutta 9.1, ahiri, that is lack of shame. From 9.1 we get 8.1, disregard. So 9.1 to 8.1. So in other words, we must have had ahiri, shamelessness. So let us go into number 7. Now we got the concentration in the previous slide when we analyze how the hate come to arise. Having got that concentration, if we seek delight in concentration, means we seek delight in Dhamma, the arising phenomena, for example. So you can see the Dhamma Maccari, stinginess regarding doctrine, is marked between feeling and mental volition. Now you can see, previously we were looking at three Dhamma parts at a time. You know, you seek delight, physical nutriment, you welcome the feeling, you remain holding to the mental volition. You seek delight, perception, you welcome mental volition, you remain holding to consciousness. Now, all those three things now become one over here. Now, at this particular point, we seek delight in concentration, means we seek delight in this Dhamma. We welcome concentration, means we welcome Dhamma. Remain holding to concentration, means remain holding to Dhamma. So, if you are clinging to concentration, means not having faith. So, let us move on to slide number 8. Okay, in this slide you can see, we are examining how delusion come to arise. Now you can see, this part is coming from the Tayodhama Sutta, the 3.3 Sloth and Torpor, and we get 2.3 Paramasa, that is misapprehension, and then 1.3 Moha is delusion. So that is the part shown from this line, the Sloth and Torpor to 1.3 Sloth and Torpor. From that one we get 2.3 misapprehension, from the misapprehension to the 1.3 delusion. Examine this further. The Sloth and Torpor is, we spin two rounds after the ill will. So ill will is because we spin two rounds after the sensual desire. The sensual desire is we spin two rounds after the physical nutriment. So, also you can see that Sloth and Torpor, if you have Sloth and Torpor, we get the restlessness, and five hindrances, then we get the ignorance as well, avijja. So, now what we found is this 1.3, that delusion come to arise because of the physical nutriment. We discussed this one in Bodhyanga slides as well, that remember we were comparing these two areas. And then the blame game, we are pointing at the mental volition. Volition is saying, it is not my problem, it is because of the physical nutriment. Now you can see, all these things are actually due to this stinginess. They all lie around the feeling. You can observe nice thing over here. See this particular line, feeling to mental volition. And then the Sloth and Torpor to 1.3 delusion, and also that perception reflection line, which is marked in blue over here. Three lines intersect at the point of this torpor. Torpor means our mental states are sick, like perception, feeling, volition, they all are sick. So now you can see 1.3 Moha delusion come to arise because of the torpor. So now we have a really good meditation here. The really good meditation is that if I take this sick perception as mine, then I get delusion. I will be ignorant to take such perception, sick perceptions. If I throw it out, that sick perception as not mine, then I can go to liberation due to mind, cheto vimukti. So that is the meditation part here. So to facilitate that meditation part, let us write down two statements. One is that we take sick perception as mine. Non-delusion is dispelling of such takings. Remember the the definition of non-hate. In Pali, it says, ajyatrato samahite vikkhepa patisaharanam. We think that there is internal tranquility because concentration is lasting. Non-hate is the removal of such confusion. So for the second line, let us write down, we should dispel the thinking that we can live with sick perception. Slides 6, 7, 8 form your second meditation. Slide 6, we were analyzing how the hate come to arise. And then we understood the arising phenomena. And therefore we got a concentration. And then slide number 7, since we got the concentration, we seek delight in that concentration. Means we are seeking delight in that Dhamma, the arising phenomena. Slide number 8, we analyze how the delusion come to arise, and then we found that the delusion is because of this perception, the sick perception. Examining on that point, you would see, taking sick perception as mine, I get delusion. If I throw it out, then I get the liberation due to mind. So it looks like that we have two choices. That is the second meditation. So let us move to slide number 9. So slide 8, 9 and 10 forms your third meditation. What is slide 8? Slide 8 is the delusion and non-delusion. Also, from non-delusion, we get non-hate. If you take sick perception as mind, then you get the delusion. If you are not taking the sick perception as mind, then you can see you get the non-hate. We can say that delusion comes to arise from contact. How is so? Remember, a little while ago we learned in slide 8 that perception, sick perception, you take as mind, then you get the delusion. So the perception is arising from contact. So in other words, the delusion arising from contact. The problem is that we do not tolerate the feeling that arises depending on contact. That is our problem. Now there is this discourse called dwelling in negligently. Let me show you that part. It's called Pramada Viharin Sutra, dwelling in negligently. Monks, I will teach you about one dwells in negligently and one who dwells diligently. Listen and pay careful attention. I will speak. As you say, Lord, the monks responded. The Blessed One said, and how does one dwell in negligently? When a monk dwells without restraint over the faculty of the eye, the mind is stained with forms cognizable via the eye. When the mind is stained, there is no joy. There be no joy. There is no rapture. There be no rapture. There is no tranquility. There be no tranquility. He dwells in suffering. The mind of one who suffers does not become concentrated. When the mind is not concentrated, phenomena, dhammas, don't become manifest. When phenomena aren't manifest, one is classed simply as one who dwells negligently. And same thing Buddha said for the ear, nose, tongue, body and the mind. If someone dwells without restraint over the faculty of the eye, the mind is stained with forms cognizable via the eye. One good example is that, let us say, you were invited to a party. So you get dressed and then go to that party. And when you go there, you see that these people have a good house and good nice cars and so on. Now you are thinking, you know, we are the one affected. Others are fine. They are driving better cars, have big houses and so on. Now, when you are coming back home from that party, your mind is stained. Stained with that whatever luxury things they had. And you are looking down, frustrated. And then people in your house ask, what happened? Didn't you get food? Yeah, you have got food, but your mind is stained. Another example is that you are going to the supermarket to buy salt. And then you can see a nice dress is there, hanging on a shop. And then you look at the dress and then look at the label. Oh, price is so much. Expensive. Now you are thinking, okay, on a Boxing Day, this price will go down. So by that day, I will go and buy this one. Now you are coming again home with the stained mind. People are asking, what happened? You didn't get sold? No, you got sold, but your mind is affected. So that is what Buddha is mentioning here. And Buddha said other way around as well. And how does one dwell diligently? When a monk dwells with restraint over the faculty of the eye, the mind is not stained with forms cognizable via the eye. When the mind is not stained, the eye is joy. There being joy, there is rapture. There being rapture, there is tranquility. There being tranquility, he dwells in ease. The mind of one at ease become concentrated. When the mind is concentrated, phenomena become manifest. When phenomena are manifest, one is classed simply as one who dwells diligently. Now, having read this discourse, and we said, because of the contact, this delusion come to arise a little while ago. So then what is the wisdom? Is the wisdom that having seen suffering and arising phenomena, we just neglectful about it? The wisdom is, having seen suffering and arising phenomena, one should not be neglectful in getting rid of suffering. Now you can see, the earlier we came up to this stinginess regarding doctrine from feeling to mental volition. Remember we were saying that we seek delight in Dhamma doctrine. Now you can see here, there is this burst to feeling, that is stinginess regarding dwelling. And then from the aging to feeling, and that is stinginess regarding family. And the stinginess regarding doctrine is here, from the feeling to mental volition. And you can see actually there is a man over here. This man, you know, there are two legs here, from the birth to feeling, aging to feeling. And then his head is for the mental volition. Now this man is going to fall, and he was supported by this restlessness to the sloth and torpor. And there's a parallel line to that one, that 1.3 delusion to the big delusion over here. This 1.3 you can consider as the taint of ignorance over here. So we are making families over here. We have form family due to gain. We have concentration family due to stinginess regarding doctrine. We cling to family and make our existence bhava. There is nothing here apart from six sense bases. Now we seek delight in feeling, welcome it, and remain whole into feeling, generated by various methods, described little while ago. Now you can see, from the feeling we get the craving, from the craving we get the clinging. Vedana tanna upadana in Pali. And you need to remember, remain holding means clinging. Now having seen this particular problem, then what is our choice? we need to give up. So when I remember determination for relinquishment, chaga adhittana, then the perception disappears from the from this diagram. And this hits the flood of existence, bhavoga. Remember the connection between tendency to ignorance and not letting go of concentration, which you have learned in what is called sabbaloke anabhirata sanya, contemplation for distaste for the whole world. So now you can see, this is how the form, feeling, consciousness connect to six sense bases with this contact here. So let us go to next slide. Petagopadesa, the English book, page 150 says, non-eradication of the formless is the underlying tendency to ignorance. For example, let us say we go into concentrations like space is infinite. You hold into that perception. So in other words, we are not eradicating our attachment to the concentration like space is infinite. And that is the underlying tendency to ignorance. This is an impediment for consciousness. So we have marked this tendency to ignorance and then the impeded mind in this particular diagram. One example over here would be that people with mouth cancer, and then when they eat, they can't sort of determine the taste. The similar scenario is that people in Sri Lanka, they eat this betel leaves with lime, then they can't taste later on. They don't feel it. So the impediment for consciousness become obsession as the inability of such impeded consciousness to penetrate, uptivate how things are. So you can see there is this impeded mind. From that one we get the obsession. And the obsession with the impeded mind. So therefore you cannot penetrate. So there is non-penetration. So the non-penetration, you can see, these are those 12 perversions. Remember we discuss, we take things as fair while it is foul. We take things as pleasure while it is actually pain. So those 12 perversions. So when those 12 perversions are there, then you can see this arrow is taking you to taint of ignorance. This arrow is going in both directions. Non-penetration, taint of ignorance to the non-penetration. So from taint of ignorance, you are going to the non-penetration and impeded mind, obsession, you are coming back tendency to ignorance. So now you can see that is the taint of ignorance which becomes consciousness as seed. So when you reach the taint of ignorance, what is a seed is a cause if not severed. When unsevered, it causes relinking. When relinking, it does not come to eradication. The non-eradication binds cognizance down. One whose cognizance is bound down does not understand how things are. One example would be for you to think about seeds in a cup placed in a dark area without sunlight. Now if there is moisture, then seeds germinate with the help of other seeds. So you can see that we are going from birth to birth, because whatever ignorance you have, and that is, there is this seed. So therefore relinking will be there. So another birth will be there after death. So previous meditation, second meditation, we were talking about slides 6, 7 and 8. We were telling that there are two choices. In slide number 8, remember, you take sick perception as mind, then you get the delusion. If you throw it out, then you are going to the liberation of the mind. So it looks like there were two choices. But this slide 10 indicates that there is no such choice. There is nothing you can do other than giving up. Otherwise, we'll be going from tendency to ignorance, avidya anusaya, to the taint of ignorance, avidya asro. And then you are going back from taint of ignorance to tendency to ignorance. So there's no choice other than giving up. So there must be a solution for this problem. So let us go to slide number 11. So the solution would be, you can see, develop enlightenment factor of mindfulness to the extent of understanding the following. You can see there is a diagram here. Physical nutriment, number one. Number two, there is this particular bridge from self to the consciousness. Number three, birth to aging. So, if you are subject to aging, then there would be sickness and death. If there is death, would there be any permanency? If there is no permanency, then you see the number two will be broken. Then what I am holding as self, you can see this number one, physical nutriment. So having seen that one, you give up, get rid of it, then you can see you reach measureless state of equanimity. Now, having got that one, you understand there is Nibbana outside this diagram. Then you would not cling to form or the concentration due to this Dhamma. The having observed this arising phenomena, you got the concentration. Remember, we were looking at that why hate come to arise, and then we found that form was the problem. And you get rid of this form, then you got the concentration. So now there is this diagram. Here we have eye, ear, nose, tongue, body. That is form. So now we are saying we do not seek delight. Remember, we were seeking delight on this part. And then there is this feeling, and we are saying do not welcome, na abhivadati. And for the mind part, now you can take volition here as an example, and that is the name part. Do not remain holding to it. Now you can understand, this is the teacup, isn't it? So with protecting the samadhi nimitta, your concentration object, that is Nibbana, not harming anyone. So this number one, protecting the samadhi nimitta, means that when you see things from your eye, ear, nose, thumb, body and mind, you should protect your meditation object, that is Nibbana. And the number two, not harming anyone. So that means we should not go in this delusion path. Now you would see the value of restraint of faculties. Restraint of faculties lead to mindfulness. And the other way around as well. Then you would see what is left here is the disturbance that connected with six sense spheres. Depend on this very body with life as condition. One bhikkhu asks Venerable Sariputta, what is this heat depending on? The heat in our body, for example. The heat depending on what? Then Venerable Sariputta said it is depending on the vitality. And then that monk asks from the Venerable Sariputta, what is this vitality depending on? The Venerable Sariputta said, vitality is depending on the heat. Now that monk was asking, how can I understand this one? The heat is depending on vitality, and the vitality is depending on heat. Then Venerable Sariputta said, if an example is given, a wise person can understand this one. And then Venerable Sariputta said, the flame is discerned in depending on its radiance. And then you can see the radiance can be seen because of the flame, the vice versa. The heat is maintained by running the consciousness through the faculty like a stream. You see, in electric circuit, if you send the current through the electric circuit, then there is the heat. If there is no current, there is no heat. So we summarize. So there are three meditations we mentioned. First meditation is you are first looking at, starting from the second slide, you are talking about this. We seek delight in form, welcome, feeling, and remain whole into mental volition. That's mental eye. And then third slide, we are talking about we seek delight in perception, we welcome mental volition, we remain whole into consciousness. So now we were looking at the characteristic of taint of views, the taint of view as the characteristic of misapprehension and adherences. So you can see these two sticks over here, they are actually binding. So you misapprehend, and having misapprehended, then you are actually, you know, you are looking for such forms. May I have such forms in the future, and so on. And then you are clinging to those things that you misapprehended. And there is this adherences. So you do volitional formations to get those feelings. This is a very important part. And then we come to slide number 4. And there we are connecting. We understood this perception reflected upon this strangeness regarding the doctrine. And then you reflected. And then it's come to this death, number A, point here. Having understood that one is the case for the present, future, and the past, then you go into slide number 5. And then we are connecting the top 3 to the bottom 3 here. You see the perception, if you seek delight in perception, you seek delight in death. Number A. If you are welcoming the mental volition, then you are welcoming the delusion. For that to understand, remember, you need to use Tayodhama Sutta 2.1, self, and lead to delusion. If you are remaining holding to consciousness, then you are remaining holding to lamentation. So you cry all the time, remaining holding to that one. So your first meditation is to link this perception, mental volition, consciousness to ABC. And for the second meditation, we were looking at how hate come to arise. And then you analyze it, then you understood that hate is coming to arise because of the physical nutriment. How did you do that one? We use this Sammavacha diagram, that if you have covetousness, ill will, and the wrong view, then you get hate when you know that you are sick. So you start with the sickness. Then the sickness, that is sloth and torpor, and that is we are spinning 2 rounds after ill will. Ill will, we spin 2 rounds after sensual desire. Sensual desire, we spin 2 rounds after physical nutriment. So you understand the hate comes to arise because of this physical nutriment. And then slide number 7, now you got the concentration. And then you seek delight in that concentration, means you seek delight in Dhamma. That because the Dhamma is the one led to concentration, the arising phenomenon. So now things that we were looking at 3 at a time before now has become 1. That is from feeling to mental volition, the stringiness regarding the doctrine, Dhamma. We welcome it. And we remain whole into such concentration. And then slide number 8 discuss how delusion come to arise. You can see from the sloth and torpor, 2.3, the misapprehension, and then 1.3, delusion. And the sloth and torpor, as before, it is because of the physical nutriment. Now, You can see there is this perception. The sickness of the perception is marked over here as this middha topa. So focus on that line and then you can see that this is the sick perception. If you take sick perception as mind, then you get the 1.3 delusion. So you wrote down two sentences for you to meditate that will help you in the meditation. If I take sick perception as mind, then I get the delusion. If I throw it out, then I get the liberation due to mind. So that is the meditation. You need to focus on this topa point. And for the third meditation, so slide 8, 9 and 10, you go from slide 9 to the end of it. So here, what we are saying, that we come up to this, we understand that now we are seeking delight in feeling in this slide. We welcome feeling, we remain whole into feeling. There are the stinginess marked around this feeling. So the slide number 10 show you that you don't have a choice. In the second meditation, we were talking about two choices. Here we don't have a choice because if I don't give up, then from the tendency to ignorance, I am going to taint of ignorance. Taint of ignorance, I am going to tendency to ignorance. So I will be lifting up those sick perceptions. So there is no choice other than giving up. So then you go move into slide number 11. You start with number 3 here, the aging. You are subject to aging. That is the exam you need to pass very well, that you are subject to aging. And then having a look at your body and the other's bodies, and then you look at what is next is sickness and death. If there is death, would there be permanency? No permanency. So then you move into number 2. What am I holding as self? So the bridge, because there is no permanency, the bridge is broken. So what I am holding as self is the physical nutriment. So you throw it out. And then you reach measureless state of equanimity. Having reached there, having known that Nibbana is outside, and so you are not going to cling in to the form or the concentration due to understanding this arising phenomena and so on. So then you apply that part to eye, ear, nose, tongue and body. That is the form parts. We do not seek delight. We do not welcome the feeling and we are not going to remain holding to this mind part. And for here you can say volition, for example. So by doing that one with the protecting of this samadhi nimitta, the nibbana, and not harming anyone, you would restrain your faculties. So that's the meditation.